Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what it do? What's up? Good Thursday.
It is a good Thursday.
Yeah, great sports night.
A little chilly out. Got a little rain. Got fall. Got Phillies Dodgers happening.
You do have Phillies Dodgers. You know what? We all have Phillies Dodgers.
Yes.
Not just you, Jason.
No, it's not just me that's enjoying Phillies Dodgers.
I just put a bet on it.
Did you?
Put a sheet on it.
Did you take the Dodgers or you take Philly?
I took Philly.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like Sanchez versus Glass now.
Mm.
And they were plus money, so I'm like,
there you go.
You know, I'll take plus money.
I could see you feel really, passionate about that. You're like, it's plus money.
I think it's a good bet. I mean, you know, that's all I try to do is try to place as many good bets as I can, and
that's
hopefully
can
I come
put,
out on top
put,
in the end.
Put yourself on the right side.
Well, I mean, I'd like to put myself on the right side of every bet, but it doesn't work out that way usually.
Well, no, but there's a difference between having a winning bet and the right side of a bet.
We're just placing a good bet.
There you go.
You know, I think it's a good bet. I think the Phillies are the better bet tonight. That doesn't mean they're going to win, but you know what? Also, it starts in like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Kind of wanted something to get me all fired up.
Yeah, I understand that.
I also have a ticket on the Brewers to beat the Cubs in that series, so I got money on that one tonight. I'm covered. Because I don't like Thursday night football, so I'm covered.
You don't like you're saying you don't like Thursday night football in general?
Well, I no.
This actually
Thursday,
is...
No. Thursday night football generally sucks.
Yeah.
And when you add the Giants into it,
yeah.
And the way the Eagles are playing, I don't know. It's just not that interesting to me tonight.
I was going to say, it's not a very interesting game other than the fact that the drama around Philadelphia, and you put in the fact that the Giants have a good pass rush, there might be a chance of someone exploding. I mean, that's really the only interesting thing about it is, does A.J. Brown end up murdering Jalen Hurts on the sideline? Can they find a way to get Saquon Barkley? It's like a soap opera. This is like why I'm not a big NBA guy. Like, the NBA is all this. The NBA is nothing but, it's like Real Housewives of the NBA. Whereas the NFL, you try to avoid that, and yet I feel like that's kind of the main part of this game is, will Philadelphia implode?
What will Philly fan do tonight, you know? Like, they got a lot to keep their eyes on.
Well, that's true. But, you know, the...
The Phillies probably take center stage.
I would assume so. I would think. Like, you have... I mean, you just won a Super Bowl. It's early on in the NFL season. You know they're going to be fine. Whereas the Phillies, this is, you know, you win or go home. Either that or you'll just be douchey on both fronts. And, like, as hard it is to root for the Dodgers because they're just the new evil empire, you got to admit, from a douche factor, Philly fan and the Phillies in general, far douchier than anything the Dodgers are running.
Oh, they might
be
the worst in sports.
Yes.
There's no question about that. They've always been that way.
Yeah.
But
there's a video going around of a primo Philly douche taunting all the Dodger fans after the Kershaw thing last night. And it's just...
Boy, I got to tell you, I didn't like seeing that.
No.
Did you?
No. Oof. That guy was just...
That was like, I just didn't like seeing that.
It's just cringe.
And I don't even like Kershaw that much, but I just respect him. He's a great pitcher.
Yeah.
And if you didn't see it, he was getting absolutely rocked.
Yeah, it was rough.
And they just left him out there because they were already losing. And...
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of the reason Roberts basically said they only put him in because they didn't want to use a high leverage reliever in a deficit situation.
But I mean, if he kept getting rocked, the point is he was going to stay out there. And it was really sad to watch because he had nothing. And the Phillies were absolutely getting...
Yeah.
Cracks at him,
and then you had
but
this,
he got out of it. You
and
know?
Then you had this douchey Philly fan that just, by the way, that's a bold move. I don't think you do that in the Dodger outfield. This is why, like, I don't want anyone to ever get hurt, and it's never okay to hit anyone.
But
well, it's just like if you're that dumbass Philly fan standing in the middle of 8,000 Dodger fans on the concourse, and you're flipping the bird and talking all that crap, like do you not realize what an ass you are? Like I will never understand.
The answer to that is no.
I will never understand the lack of self-awareness. One, like you're just an obnoxious loser. And two, there's a good chance you're going to piss off the wrong person in LA and you're going to get a pipe, but you know, behind the head. Like, I for the life of me, I do not understand why people do that. So like every week in the NFL, you just see some brawl and it always starts with someone being unaware. It always starts with a little alcohol or a lot of alcohol, lack of self-awareness. It's always someone wearing a jersey that for some reason feels the need to defend the honor of, you know, a bunch of other jerseys. And next thing you know, someone's going to jail. Someone's going to the hospital. You're like, hey, great night, everybody. Let's tack on a felony.
Well, you know, I mean, it's sports guy. Yeah. He's pretty much a Neanderthal. No offense to you guys out there, but a lot of you, you know.
I mean, well, and I mean, you've been to Dodger Stadium.
You know? Yeah.
If you're behind the plate, no big deal. You go into the outfield.
With Mary Hart.
Yeah, Mary Hart, you're going to be fine. I'll tell you what. If we're picking one area in Major League Baseball that I'm not venturing into in the other team's uniform to talk S, I think it's the outfield at Chavez Ravine. There's an element out there that's just you don't do that. You know, Boston probably has some of that. Certainly you don't go into Chicago and do that. It's just douchey fan behavior. Like, be better than that.
Fan's gonna fan. Speaking of, ladies and gentlemen, Jordan Schultz.
Yeah. Once again, full Mariner gear. Hasn't doubled up yet.
What's up, guys?
He's not lying when he says he can go 30 straight days.
Feeling better that they aren't playing today. Mariners are not in action, so yeah. I can breathe. I can breathe.
Right. Yeah. Tomorrow, big day.
Kirby Skubal, let's go.
Yeah. Kirby Skubal.
I'm hoping Kirby can just, like, toss 7 strong innings. He had, what, 10 or 12 strikeouts on the final day of the regular season. So let's just save the
bullpen. With a bold statement.
I'm hoping.
I hope he can toss 7. Yeah, I don't want to get too greedy. I'm hoping 7 shutout innings and we'll be fine.
Kirby's been locked down at home. All right?
All right.
When is that? Is that? Do we get Schultzy on the air watching that?
We do. Yeah. It got flexed to 5:08 tomorrow night.
So, but that's is that Eastern?
Wait, West Coast time?
Yeah, West Coast.
Oh, so I thought it was a day game.
It was, but since the Yankees lost to the Blue Jays last night, there's no other game now. So it's like, yeah, let's watch this winner takes all in primetime, baby.
Okay,
and during primetime.
So 5:00 peak show. Sweet. We will get old Jordan in there with the Mariner fate. Hanging in the balance.
I mean,
where will this rank when they eventually do lose this game? Where will this rank in the many disappointments and heartbreaks as a diehard Mariner fan?
Number one. This would be.
This is
would,
one.
It's got to be.
It's this
well,
would be the.
Were you around in? Oh, I mean, the only other candidate would be 2001, right?
Yeah, because
they were the best team in baseball.
Yeah, and I had maybe a year or two before gotten into them, but see, they had been in the playoffs like in 99 or 2000 making the wild card.
Right.
So they, from 95 to 2001, had a run of like 4 of 6 years in the playoffs.
Exactly.
So it was a different experience in 22 being like, oh my God, we're here, but this is the biggest moment.
I think you're right. I think it feels like it to me, and I'm not even a Mariner fan. This feels as big as it's ever felt for them. Because they've never, for those that don't know, they are the only franchise to have never gone to a World Series.
Yeah. Yeah. They haven't played in a championship, they haven't played in the ALCS. 2001.
Yeah.
They've only been to the playoffs 6 damn times in the history of their organization.
Well, what you didn't know in 2001, so in 2001, they win 116 games.
Yep.
They're the best team in baseball. They can't be beat. Then they get bitch slapped by the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And what you didn't know at that point, like you said, they had been going on a run. They were a really good team. You had no idea that over the next 24 years, you would not suck, but you wouldn't really go to the playoffs at all.
Well, they had 2 90-win seasons in 02 and 03, and they didn't make the playoffs.
That's the old Moonlight Graham. Everyone thinks there'll be another day, but you don't often realize that today is the only day. Like, it's brutal. And I sometimes enjoy reveling in the misery of fan bases. I cannot wish that evil upon Mariner fan.
No.
Because they
are... It's their time.
Well, they're better than the Tigers, right? They just are. It's arguably the best roster in the American League. And to go out like this after being up 2-1, having a 3-0 lead, and then coming home and you get scoobled, that would be, it would just like 1-0 and he pitches a complete game. Like, that's just, you can't have that.
I don't think it's going to happen, but hey, it's entirely possible. So I got faith.
Yes, maybe. It is entirely possible. Now, if they go to the ALCS, now Toronto is looking pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah.
So if they go to the ALCS and lose respectably, are you feeling, you know, I mean, that might, you know, it's not, I mean.
I go back to what you just said. It's like,
it's not terrible.
No, but how often are we here? We thought, even back to 2022, hey, the Mariners have made it again. They're going to be here every year.
You got a good team. It's not like the team's going away.
I know that, but it's...
Look, you just got to win this series.
Yeah,
you got to win.
You're right.
Yeah. Get out of our skis. Get into the CS, and then it's like, okay.
Schultzy, tomorrow I'm going to DoorDash you the largest Dutch boy, whatever the hell it is you drink there.
Yeah.
What is that thing?
Thanks, brother. Well, actually, so I've switched it up. I've gone healthy. It's a protein milk based thing now. So basically, it's just coffee and protein milk. Well, yeah, I'm lifting. I'm trying to like lose some weight. So got to get that protein somehow. So at least these calories are actually accomplishing something.
I'm going old school. I'm getting the unhealthiest, just giant iced whatever. And we're gonna get it door bashed to you at 5 o'clock. So you can just. I want you as wired as humanly possible. This will either be the best or the worst day you've ever had on air.
While we're talking about it, don't you think we should be rooting for Mariners Brewers World Series? Like, shouldn't everybody be rooting for that?
Yes,
because
baseball.
The Brewers, because now, especially the Yankees are out, so thank God. Yeah. So Toronto's not hateable or anything. But the Brewers, so the Mariners have never been to the World Series. Mm-hmm. The Brewers, I was just looking at them today. They have never won the World Series. So the old Seattle Pilots, you know, they're the old Seattle Pilots.
Yeah.
Or the new Seattle Pilots. So the Pilots only went to the playoffs. So from the time they moved from the Pilots to Milwaukee, they only went to the playoffs four times. From 1970 to 2017, the Brewers, I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
Their only World Series appearance, they lost in seven games in 1982 to the Cardinals.
That was the Robin Yount Molitor, right?
Well, yeah, 1982, I would imagine. So now... So they've been to the postseason now 7 of 8 years, but they've only been to one even championship series, much less World Series.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and the Mets killed them last year and Bob Uecker in the process.
We got to. Yeah. Uecker's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to be rooting for Mariners Brewers.
Yes.
Even though that may not be the most exciting World Series to the rest of the country. Yeah. That's what I'm rooting for.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, if you could crystal ball it or monkey finger wish it,
well,
I'll go with that one. But also. I got no issue with the Cubbies. The Phillies are colossal douches. God, we can't handle the Dodgers being the first back-to-back team since the Yankees, which, by the way, if that happens, just, you know.
Dodgers-Blue Jays would be pretty exciting.
Yeah, but I don't need the Dodgers to win another one.
What about Dodgers-Mariners? Shohei against Seattle?
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But if it was the Cubbies, I find the Cubbies to be delightful. Like, I don't find the Cubs to be a hateable team as well. So, yes, Milwaukee, but if you gave me the Cubbies and the Mariners, I would take that. That would be phenomenal as well.
That would be a fun trip if anybody could afford it to go to Wrigley to see that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, by the way, World Series tickets, I have access to a presale right now. Obviously, it's weeks away if they're even there, but y'all want to know what the price is, minimum to get in. And this is face value from Ticketmaster.
So in Seattle, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$820.
How much?
$820.
Yeah. Where would you sit?
300 level, like 13th row up.
It'll get worse. My daughter, and maybe it's a little better now, but my daughter was living in Chicago going to school when the Cubs were in the World Series and ended up winning that. And I was determined to try to get her to a game. And so we gave her a big sweaty wad of cash, north of $1,000. And it was, I just said, go stand in front of the stadium and wait until it's, you know, basically first pitch and see if you can find something. And I was like, someone will get desperate. Someone will have an extra. And I'm like, you've got over $1,000. I'm like, I'm going to get you to one of these games. The answer to that is no, you're not. I think it was just, It's insanity. Like, no one was selling tickets. You said, Dad, the ones that were for sale, we weren't in the ballpark at, you know, $1,200. And I was like, well, stand outside the stadium at the Cubby and you know, have some drinks.
That's Wrigley.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when the Royals went to the World Series, I went, and it wasn't nearly as bad as what either of you are saying in terms of prices. Yeah. I will say there is, and when we cross this bridge, we should talk about this, Schultzy. And you and I think we're doing the show next week together.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're here next week?
I haven't heard from Dusty, I'm assuming. I hope so.
Well, you better be, because I don't think there's anyone else.
I was going to say, yeah, is there any shadow?
But if the Mariners get to the World Series, there is strategy in how you plan to go there. Okay. Like, if you're going to go, there's definitely strategy. Yeah. And it might surprise you, because one little tidbit I can toss to you now is that, you know, the Royals go to the World Series. Okay, and so I decide I'm going to go. But I live in Portland. I live 2,000 miles away. I'm going to go to one game. Which game should I go to? What if they get swept?
Yeah.
You know, they have the first two home games. And so I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to go to game one. It'll be at a fever pitch. It's like maybe the more expensive game is game one. And that turned out to be true. Okay. Game one is the most expensive because everybody's rushing to get to see them. But then that series went seven games. And my buddy told me that game seven tickets, most of the city that was going to go to the game already gone.
They had blowed their wad, huh?
Tickets were not as expensive for game seven as they were for game one.
Well, because, maybe a lot of people had come in. Or if you drop a couple grand on two people going to a game, you may not be able to swing
game
seven.
Yeah, you're not going
back.
And so, just something to think about.
Appreciate that.
Something to think about. Now, who gets home? How does the baseball...
Well, it depends. It's record.
Yeah, so
is it just record? And the Blue Jays have a better record than the Mariners. Let me just check the East. I know the Dodgers and the Phillies do.
Phillies,
I know
96.
The Brewers. I think it would be the Cubbies are the only one that would be the lower seed.
I don't think the Mariners can get home.
No,
field.
Sorry. They cannot. They are guaranteed field. It is a three-day... Three, four, five together.
Okay.
If they make it.
That makes it a little easier for you.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you, game four... is probably your best.
That's your sweet spot.
Because game three, everybody's going to be chomping at the bit to go. Prices will be high.
Yeah.
Game four, you're guaranteed the game, but people that had already gone to game three may be a little lower. Mm. And then game five, you don't know because they could get swept and then you're screwed.
This guy says he went to Atlanta a few years ago. Third baseline, game three. Center field, game four. 900 average per ticket. And that's in Atlanta where they have crappy fans. It's just, look, if you're going to a World Series...
Yeah, you're going to pay.
You're going to pony up. There is no such thing as getting a deal to go to a World Series. It ain't happening.
All right. Well, I appreciate the tips. I think I'm going to tell my dad, like, yo, let's grab some game two ticks.
Yo.
For us, that would be game five, I guess.
Someone said Dutch Brothers has a drink called the 911. Six shots of espresso.
Oh, no.
Schultzy, you're getting a 911.
Okay. Why do you need six shots?
I'd rather have a beer.
Look, I just want to see Schultzy on six shots watching the Mariners. I'm door dashing a 911 here for Schultzy.
It's going to be shaking.
Great.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's your opening segment. We went a little long, but who cares?
Hey, can I remind you really quickly that I believe Philly is the only sports city to have a jail within one of their stadiums because the fans are so unruly, so screw Philly fan.
Yeah.
They suck.
Philly suck.
Well, we are merely filler until Dan Lanning comes on and ruminates about Indiana. That will be at 4 p.m.
Penn State.
4 p.m. he'll be on our show. And no, we have not talked to him about Penn State. You didn't have him last week?
No.
He wasn't here?
It was he was out cruton.
Yeah, I got cruton. Hitting the pavement. All right, well, Dan Lanning at 4. In the meantime, I have some great audio for you from last night.
I like audio.
Good, because you're going to hear it next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do? Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yes, we likely just jinxed the Mariners with our entire last segment, but you know.
Well, they're the better team. They should win. The better team should win.
They should.
But that's the other thing with these five-game series, which I love. The 3- and 5-game series, the longer anything goes, the more it favors the better team. But you get into 3- or 5-game series, you know, it's a little bit of a toss-up. And this was the thing about Detroit is you knew if this went 5, you'd probably face the best pitcher in baseball twice. You've gotten him. You've had his number. I mean, you've beaten him. It wasn't great the first time around, but, you know, Polanco had 2 home runs. And that's just, that has always scared me about playing the Tigers is, you know, you do have a guy on the other side that is capable of pulling a Madison Bumgarner and just being unhittable. And that should scare the living daylights out of you.
One last baseball note here. Complete with audio, I'd like to play Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for you because he of the Toronto Blue Jays was celebrating. Now, I don't know how you guys feel about champagne celebrations before the championship series.
It's a little weird.
It's a lot weird.
Yeah.
And I actually think it's absurd that they
And it wasn't always this way either.
I actually think it's absurd that they do champagne celebrations for the wild card series.
Dude, they do people now do champagne celebrations or Michelob Ultras, Michelobes. The Mariners did this when they clinched a playoff berth. They didn't even clinch the division. People to do it now. I think everything's sponsored now in beer
companies.
I'm okay
with that. Listen, if you clinch a playoff berth, I'm good with that because it's a long season. You're celebrating your goal. The wild card? Dude, that's a 3-game series and you're celebrating like you just, I don't know. And you've got 2 more.
You advanced.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't think it should be quite that hefty of a celebration.
Yeah. It's like graduating from middle school. Yeah, you did it, but why don't we tone it down a little bit? Right. When you graduate college, then do some cocaine like an adult and you can party. But yeah, it's a little weird.
Anyway, they were in there doing their champagne celly last night for the division series, Toronto defeating the Yankees.
But you know why they do this, because now they're, like, if I don't know if you noticed, but in front of every locker, there was the sign that said, you know, ALDS Blue Jays, and above it, the big giant Budweiser logo. The only reason they're doing this now is that beer companies and champagne companies figured out, oh, well, God, I'll just sponsor this. And I don't know how much it costs to sponsor a division series championship, but Budweiser's writing a check.
So they're in there drinking all their buds, and, you know, they put their ski goggles on. And
by the way, those ski goggles, those are sponsored, too.
And on the Fox postgame show, you have a great set. It's got A-Rod, Jeter, and David Ortiz.
Yeah.
And, of course, Ortiz a Red Sox, Jeter and A-Rod Yankees. Vlad just beat the Yankees, and here is what it sounded like when he was asked by Derek Jeter on the Fox postgame, how does it feel to beat the Yankees?
I mean, I feel good. This is one of the field I like to play here. And to me, it's like every time I saw the Yankees, I don't know what happened with me, but to me, it's nothing personal. Nothing personal. I just focus one day at a time and then one about a time. Buka allí.
Okay, he's ordering his beer.
So he's getting doused with beer right now.
What a miserable.
Papi,
dímelo.
Podemos decir lo que siempre decimos.
Dale.
The Yankee lose.
The Yankee lose.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Hey, let's do it again. The Yankees lose. The Yankees lose.
Yankees lose. Let's go, baby.
But you don't take it personal.
One more. The Yankees lose.
Yankees lose.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I don't think there's anything else left to be said. Vlad, you were awesome. We'll see you in the next round. Go enjoy it, all right?
Llámame, llámame, llámame. Dale, te llamo de una vez. Gracias. Gusten verlo. Gracias, gracias.
Presidente para todo el mundo.
Dude, how great is that?
David Ortiz is a freaking treasure. I love that man.
Well, that was Vlad doing that.
Yeah, but, you know.
Well, they both did.
They both did it.
But I feel like, yeah. I don't speak Spanish,
no.
But I think Vladdy.
Was he the one?
He's the one that initiated. He said in Spanish. That's why I don't know this for sure.
Yeah.
But it kind of looked like Vlad was like, hey, Poppy, let's do it. Let's do it. And that, Poppy was the one who did it second.
Oh, I thought Ortiz is the one that started that.
No. If you watch the video, I'm pretty sure it's Vlad that did it. And then Poppy chimed in because, you know, he's on set with two
and
Yankees.
And then they just kept going.
That was great. That was great. And, of course, that's a playoff of the Yankees win.
John Sterling.
Yeah, whatever that
is. I saw, what was it, players shouting like, hit that Sinatra in the locker room, because every Yankees win, they play New York. Yeah. New York. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
Well, like I
said. The little troll.
Well, all sports need villains. And if you're a Yankee fan, you just embrace it, that everyone loves to hate you, but sports is better when you have villains and the evil empire, and it's just, it's great. We can all revel in the Yankees losing, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's just kind of cool that you see an opposing star player just going right after him.
I love he says it's not personal, but yeah, the Yankees lose.
Yeah, no, they're having fun. Yeah. Hey, well, you don't like it? Beat them.
How many Bud Heavies did you consume? Although no one actually drinks anything.
No, they just pour it on
just
each other.
Spray it. So, but I love now that, like, not only, like I said, not only is it sponsored by Budweiser, but now all the goggles were New Era. Everyone had the same goggles. Oh. Like, everything is so corporate.
New Era makes ski goggles?
They do for these celebrations.
Well, that's a good way to promote your product.
Yeah, right.
You know, ski season's coming up.
Well, absolutely.
Might need to get me a pair of those.
And then Fanatics was on all the t-shirts. So you asked why people celebrate marketing. What is it, the old Mel Brooks? Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money. Merchandising.
All right, we've got LeBron drama next. But first, here's Schulte.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, boy, this was like right on cue here today. We are now learning that LeBron is out 2 to 3 weeks.
He's got a bit of a sciatica problem.
Yeah, convenient.
Hey, man.
As the season is about to get underway. God.
Hey, man, you ever had that sciatic nerve fire up? That thing sucks.
No, I actually haven't had to deal with that.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I'm sure it does suck, but at the same time,
it wouldn't keep him out of the regular season or any meaningful game.
It's quite convenient that it, you know, these guys, man.
Well, dude, you're LeBron James. You're what? Is he? He's 40 or 41?
I think he's 41 now.
Okay, so he's 41 years old. It's the GD preseason.
No, he turns 41 in December.
Okay, so he's essentially 41 years old. He'll be 41 this season. You think that guy gives two flying S's about the preseason or the regular season or anything else?
I actually can't say I blame him. It's just funny. And the NBA is funny to me.
And the beauty part of a nice sciatic problem is it's not crippling. Yeah. It's just enough to be like, you know what?
Quite ready.
Yeah.
Not quite ready.
You got to massage the ass. You know, you're going to work in there. That's where it starts. You know, you got to get in there, dig around in some cheeks and, you know.
Oh, wait, sorry. 3 to 4 weeks. What did I say? I said 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. No, you know, you take.
They're saying 3 to 4 weeks.
You know, take a little bit of time, stretch out a little bit, yell at your kid.
You
see, Bronny the other day went 1 for 12, five turnovers.
Wait, in what?
In what their first whatever the preseason game? It was just
Is he on the? So he's with the Lakers, or is he in the?
No, well, I mean,
G League.
He'll be on the G League again, but he actually played in the preseason game. They gave him like 20 something minutes, and he went 1 for 12 with just. It was brutal, man. I mean, it is brutal.
Did you guys see the Blazers loss last night? Can you believe that?
Yes. The hot preseason breakdown, Rob. I want you to do a minute by minute. Just let's go.
Well, I was stunned that they were playing.
You didn't know that they were?
No. I don't care about the NBA, generally speaking, but I certainly don't care in October.
Yeah.
And so something came across my timeline.
Yeah. Played the hot Golden State Warriors.
And it was something Warriors related. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this wait, are there, what?
It's what, huh?
So then I saw the Blazers leading by a lot. It's like 73 at the half. I was getting ready to call you and go, dude,
gotta close
let's
it
get
out,
our
man.
Championship tickets now.
Got to close it out.
And lo and behold, they lost. So they were up 21 and lost.
Can we scrutinize the Jerami Grant 2 for 11 and Jrue Holiday 1 for 5? What are we doing? What are we doing with the vets?
Oh, yeah. I forgot we had Jrue Holiday.
Well, I kid you not. As I was getting in the car today, you know, I often tune into my favorite mid-morning. Is that what? 10?
I think that's late morning.
Late morning?
I don't know.
And they were doing a deep dive into the Blazers.
Well, that's why Danny, you know, he's our Blazers guy.
That's what he's here. And believe me, they were going hard in the paint about that hot Blazer Golden State Warrior game.
Oh, my God. Anyway, LeBron may be distracted, Jason. You know, it's maybe not the sciatica at all.
With Hennessy?
He has been sued.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Someone, by the way, there was a national reporter that suggested LeBron rub some Hennessy on his sciatic nerve, which I thought was a little weird. Someone's taking shots at him.
That doesn't even make any sense.
No, it was making fun of him. Like you said, is it really you're out 3 to 4 weeks? And
rub some Hennessy on it.
Well, you know, he did the decision too.
Yeah.
And then less than 48 hours later, he's announcing that he's injured.
He's got the sciatic thing fired up. And I forget who it was, but it was like a national person was like, yeah, why don't you rub some Hennessy on it? Already people growing tired of LeBron's act.
Well, yeah, I told you, you can't be doing that to fans. They're going to turn on you. He is now being sued for $900.
Oh, I assume just write the check. I'm guessing it costs you more to hire the attorney.
Did you see this?
No. Who's suing him for $900?
It's a fan who... paid over $850 for tickets to the Lakers' final home game.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I actually kind of love this.
Yeah, he paid a bunch of money because he thought that the second decision was going to mean that LeBron was retiring and his final home game would be.
Someone didn't actually do this, right?
Yeah. Why do you think I'm making this up?
No, this is someone's doing a bit.
29-year-old Andrew Garcia filed a lawsuit in a small claims court in Los Angeles County. He claims James owes him $856.66 for the tickets he purchased. They were reportedly $432.83 apiece for what he believed to be the final game against the Cavaliers on March 31st. He claims the tickets have lost their value.
Oh.
TMZ says Garcia wrote in the lawsuit that he is owed the amount due to fraud, deception, misrepresentation, and any and all basis of legal recovery.
I would love to hear... Because small claims court, you just go before a judge. You don't need an attorney. You can defend yourself and all that.
What if it's Judge Judy?
Where's Wapner at? I would love to hear someone make the legal argument of you owe me money. Now, where he stands a chance in this is that if LeBron doesn't have a response to this, and maybe he wouldn't, you could win by default if no one showed up.
I guess that's true, huh?
Yeah. If he just,
How do you collect? LeBron's not going to pay you.
Well, you'd have to serve him too. And like, you know.
You know where he's going to be.
Well, that's true. You can, wouldn't that be awesome if he got served right on the court?
Walking
with
in.
His little sciatica limp.
Goes down there, sues him for $900.
Drinking a Hennessy, gets
$900.
Served papers. You've been served.
I was more so thinking like when they do the walk into the tunnel, like, you know, with their outfits on before they get into their basketball. Yeah, and he's
with
just
his
like,
little dap bag.
Yeah, and you hand him the file right there.
How great would it be if he showed up on Judge Judy, though, and Judy's all dressing him down?
Is she still
telling
doing,
him to shut up?
Is she still doing that show?
I think she's still on
a
there.
A version of it. Yeah, hold on.
Because like there was a bunch of those. There was like what, Judge Judy, Judge Joe Brown was out there for a while.
Her new show is called Justice on Trial. It's on Amazon.
Oh, she's got another show?
Yeah, like post Judge Judy. Yeah.
Hey, Judge Judy was like one of the highest paid people on TV for years.
Smart as a whip, that one.
Judge Judy was bringing in bank.
Everybody doing that midday mindless television was bringing in good
There's money.
Money
to be made in that crappy midday whatever TV.
Syndication, yeah.
Yeah, dude, there's huge money. Like Drew Carey and The Price is Right. You tape them all in one day. Like Judge Judy works like 4 days out of like every 6 months. They just tape like... They sit one day and they just do all of those. And then she just like hangs out with her little doily neck and like hangs out and does whatever Judge Judy's doing.
Her doily neck.
Well, she wears like that. She wears the judge robe and then she wears like a doily.
I know. It looks like a doily.
Yeah, like someone crocheted that and she wears it outside of her robe and then dispenses Judy justice.
I wonder what she would think of you. I think she would absolutely tear you apart. And it would be great. By the way, do you want the first big Blazers text of the year?
Oh, we don't.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Is it a serious one or again someone doing bits?
No.
Oh, God. All right. What do we got?
They said, no one cares, but I watched, and Sharp could have a monster year.
Oh, my God.
Both teams look rusty. The deep backups lost the game. If they kept the starters in, Blazers would have crushed them.
Oh, my God.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get help.
It has begun.
Get help.
You know what lost the game? The fact that it's a preseason game. Nobody cares. Okay?
Well, he did say nobody cares.
And yet you're concluding that Sharp could have a monster year based on, like 20 or something last night. I briefly saw a box score. By the way, Judge Judy, $47 million a year.
Yeah, what is her net worth?
440 on the YouTube, somebody checking in with.
440 net worth?
$440 million.
Damn, man.
By the way, 52 days a year she works.
Yeah, that's been a judge.
Pat Sajak had the same deal, and I'm assuming that's why Ryan Seacrest can do Wheel of Fortune, because it's like a 2 month job.
Yeah.
Would you rather be Judge Judy or Vanna White?
Judge Judy. Vanna ain't making $47 million. Vanna was making seven.
Yeah, but she's made a ton of money, and all she does is flip letters.
And she's hot, and she's way nicer.
Dude, yeah. Judge Judy. What?
It's the easiest thing ever.
Do you think that's any harder than any easier than Judge? She just sits on a bench.
She's
and, like,
a judge. It's not that easy.
No, she's not a real. Well, she is, but that's
she
not
is
a real
judge.
That's not a real courtroom.
No, I know, but she is a real judge.
Yeah, not anymore.
She's a career woman. All Vanna had to do was look hot and turn over letters.
All right, here's the problem with your argument, though. Judge Judy can look like Skeletor for now to the end of Kingdom Come, stand up there with her doily on and dispense justice, $47 million. Vanna has to stay hot. So it's not flipping letters. Vanna has to diet. Vanna has to keep that in shape. She's got to make sure that the facelifts are on point. Dude, there's a lot more work that goes into being hot than it does wearing the doily and that Ruth Bader Ginsburg body and then like yelling at some dip-ass for not paying his child support.
I think that's fair. Judge Judy is on cruise control at this stage of her life. But make no mistake, Judge Judy worked and had to work way harder than Vanna White.
Yes, to get
back
there.
In the day.
Yes.
So, I go back. I'm going to stick to my guns here. I think I'll just take the lesser money and just flip letters for 35 years.
I would even say that Judge Judy's blood pressure, just watch an episode of Judge Judy compared to Wheel of Fortune. Like, she's up all the time. She's yelling at people.
And
man,
by the way,
just smiling.
You were saying, like, Judy films, like,
52 days a year.
Yeah, that's the same as Wheel of Fortune. You know that, right?
Much.
Like, they don't work that much.
Yeah. By the way, closer in age than you would think. Judge Judy is 81 and Vanna White's 68 going on 69. Like, they're a little closer than you. I mean, there's a gap, but it's not, you know, it's not, right. Not that high.
We got to move on. The Dan Lanning pregame show next on The Fan. Well, how about show contributor Ryan Buckley still listening to the program?
Yeah, chiming in.
He was texting us about apparently Jim Harbaugh loves Judge Judy.
By the way, that is the most on-brand thing ever, that Jim Harbaugh wants to watch and meet some Judge Judy.
Yeah, so we have some audio we may play for you later, but apparently he was in. There is video of him in the audience at a Judge Judy taping.
I guess him and his dad.
That's awesome.
The Harbaughs go on a road trip to see Judge Judy.
God. So Dan Lanning is coming up next.
Yeah. What if he's a Judge Judy fan?
You should ask him.
I don't know if he knows. Do you think he knows who Judge Judy is?
That dude, he does, but he's worked way too hard.
Well, he certainly doesn't watch her. Yeah, I'm sure he knows.
You think he's aware?
He's pretty young.
I don't think he's young, and I don't think he watches a lot of TV, and I don't think he watches a lot of daytime TV.
What if he loves her?
God, that's his, like, he wakes up, like, has a cup of coffee, does some film study, and then takes a Judge Judy break.
Like, guys, how did you know that?
I mean, he's right. I don't think he's too young. I'm 36. He's slightly older than me. It's right in that that's age true. Range. I had that's the Maury true. Show, Judge Judy, all that stuff was
yeah,
on.
He might have grown up with Judge
yeah, dude.
Judy.
Boy,
wouldn't that be something?
Well, anyway, he's coming up next. We'll ask him about, we'll put Penn State to bed and then ask him about Indiana. Apparently the Hoosiers are coming to town.
Another top 10 matchup.
You know, the point spread is down to 7, Jace.
Yeah, it's a fallen. You know, Indiana yeah. came in as a big, almost what, like a, was it 9.5, 10 when this
yeah.
thing opened?
Yeah.
And it has certainly been bet down.
Yeah.
I mean, I get why. Indiana's a good team. I think people are coming around to it. It's just, I do think that just the idea that it's Indiana is people struggle. It's
yeah.
It's hard to break perception. It's like right now believing that Vanderbilt or Missouri are good. They are. Just it's you know when you hear brands that aren't supposed to be good, it takes a while for your brain to compute it.
Yeah,
that
it's true.
That and every time Indiana's been in the short time, you know, he played two teams last year that were Oregon like teams, and both of them bullied Indiana, and so it's kind of like that. I think Indiana has to prove. We know Indiana's good. Indiana has to prove that they are on this level. And last year they couldn't do it, and this year this is their first opportunity.
I think Cignetti can make himself a lot of money if he wins this.
Oh God, yeah.
This game.
Well, already, dude. If I was a school in need, I would bring the truck and just show up and be like, dude, what do you want? Like, what? Moving, we're not letting you out of this. Let's go. Already to a fun note, I guess it's not fun unless you want to poke fun at Washington fan, but On3 is reporting that UCLA is already sniffing around Jed Fish.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, not kidding. Yeah.
They can have him.
Well, and that's my thing. Like, Husky fan?
They don't care.
I don't. If Jed Fish left and he gave you ample time to find the next one, I don't think UW fan should or would be that upset. But I just, the idea that his name popped up in my feed today as a guy that, and they're not saying Fish was interested, they're saying UCLA
yeah.
is obviously back channeling to talk about Fish's interest. I was like, oh my God, what are we doing?
Would he leave Washington? Well, I guess he would.
I don't know, man.
He would, because his family...
He's got California ties.
And his family already left Washington. They hate it.
Yes.
His wife is in Arizona.
His wife is an influencer. She's like... She's a social media influencer, and like it's a rough look. And she's posting stuff about when she's in Seattle, she has to have... She's like the weather, and she talks about all the B12 injections, and... She doesn't want to be in Seattle. She's down in Arizona. Like, her entire feed is her being hot with hot friends in Arizona and sunshine. And
the kids.
And the kids.
They're down there.
Dude, yeah, that has nothing to do with the kids. Dude, your wife doesn't
want
to...
I'm just saying that his family... People... I don't know how many people know. Jed Fish's family has already left Seattle, and they are in Arizona.
Yes.
So, you know, if he's a family man, which I don't know if he is or not...
I secretly think
going to LA yeah. might not be a bad move.
I secretly think he's thrilled that his wife and kids left.
He might be.
Dude, just go look at her Instagram feed and then know what you know about Jed Fish and tell me if he's not like, oh my God, please stop.
Just the idea that anybody at Washington was even excited about Jed Fish in the beginning.
They tried to talk themselves into it.
They did. That was absolute bullshit.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's stabilized. They're fine.
Yeah, he stabilized it.
But in today's game, you can get way better than Jed Fish up there.
Yeah.
I get that DeBoer left you at the wrong time. Like, that was a bad moment, and so you had to kind of... You were scrambling a little bit, so Jed Fish is fine. But the idea that Washington fan would be upset that Jed Fish is leaving, particularly for a crappy ass job like UCLA, good riddance. Yeah, bye.
I'm with you.
He'll be out of UCLA in 3 years too, and he'll go sit by his pool in Arizona. Yeah. Like, dude, that guy.
And ignore his hot
he
wife.
Is not great.
No. I don't think
he
so.
He just isn't.
I don't think he's the guy in Washington, even though I like what they're doing.
Dale Lanning, Oregon coach, joins us next to preview Indiana here on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.